Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Saturn, S-A-E-T-E-R-N, first name Nai, N-A-I, Chen, C-H-R-E-N. The date of birth, October 1, 1971. Date of evaluation, April 23, 2025. Correction, date of evaluation, April 23, 2025. Referring physician, Dr. Jason Hyatt. The chief complaint, the patient is a 53-year-old female with an industrial injury to the left ankle, period. HVI patient reports left ankle injury dating to 2023, period. She began having pain and swelling involving the left ankle, period. Pain is described as stinging and typically rated 7/10 subjectively, period. Pain is limited to the ankle. It is associated with swelling, period. The patient denies any of the complaints or symptoms, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes the ankle injury, next number, prediabetes, past surgical history, bilateral carpal tunnel release in 2011. The medication, naproxen 500 milligrams PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had heart disease, otherwise unremarkable. The patient reports prior alcohol use, but no cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems. Endocrine, she has both heat and cold intolerance. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 149/92, pulse 82, respiratory rate 14, height 60 inches, weight 153.2 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Left ankle demonstrates tenderness on eversion and inversion, period. The lab work, white blood cell count 11.0, hemoglobin 14.1, platelets 412, new line, sodium 141, potassium 4.1, chloride 104, bicarb 30, BUN 21, creatinine 0.72, glucose 96. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute, low voltage in the precordial leads, but otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 53-year-old female who sustained an injury to the left ankle period. Patient was felt to have villonodular synovitis off the ankle and foot. Period. She is now anticipated to have left ankle arthroscopic debridement, possible subtalar joint debridement. Period. She has stable diabetes. Blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, but is not prohibitive with regards to surgery. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Recommendation: may proceed as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.